107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. It's an exciting day. This is it. The campaign is wrapped up with United Way Perth Huron, and Ryan Herb is here with Executive Director, United Way Perth Huron. And we're also pleased that Rob Edney is here, campaign co-chair with United Way Perth Huron. Good morning and welcome to both of you. Thanks for dropping by.
Good morning, Jamie. Thanks for having us in.
Absolutely. So let's get right to it. Without further ado, the campaign has wrapped off. I think we have the official numbers. Who would like to make the announcement? And I have my noisemakers here, so I'm very excited. I'm very excited.
Well, I can't imagine you're any more excited than we are. It's been a fantastic 7 months, and going from town to town here throughout the region, seeing the enthusiasm of the residents and the community committees. It's been very exciting. So. Without any further ado, I think I'd like to make the announcement that we, the region, through our community committees and our great citizens, have raised $2,236,904. Yeah. What makes this exceptional for us?
Amazing.
It is. It's great. And great noise. Thank you. The beauty of that number as well is that it actually exceeded our own expectations by more than $200,000. That's the kind of generosity we were witness to this year. And wow, fantastic. You know, as we climb out of this very difficult time, obviously a lot of people said, I'm going to do what I can to help out in the community. And there they are.
And Rob, for you as the campaign co-chair, what was it like taking part in this campaign for you?
It's funny because it always seems daunting. The day you start, you kick off and you have a goal in mind, and you think, I know people have challenges, and I meet with people every day, whether it's through my position as a counselor in the town of St. Mary's or whether it's the chair of the United Way. And I hear the stories, I hear the difficulties. And so, like I said, to come into this, you look and you think, This is going to be a daunting task, but between my wife Leslie, who is the other co-chair, this is a passion of ours. Is reaching out, speaking with people, trying to fill the gaps where local governments sometimes just can't reach, and that is what we do, and it's been exciting. As we get closer and closer to that goal, and then we kind of round out the entire campaign with the coldest night of the year walk. And that's great, because this year we were able to do in person, and we were able to see those faces, and just the it was overwhelming to actually see it. It was quite emotional to see people gathered and excited to be in this walk. And it was cold.
It has been a long winter, shall we say.
We were true to form.
Absolutely. Let's get Ryan in on the conversation. Ryan, your thoughts this morning. This is just wonderful, wonderful news. My goodness.
Well, we are just so thrilled. I don't know how to say this other than the community is just amazing, Jamie. I mean, we have now, this is 5 years running that our United Way campaign has grown by more than 10%.
Wow.
That is unheard of, really, in the world of fundraising. We're just so grateful because the community has said, look, the things that you're doing at the United Way are important. And, this year, nothing more important than the work that we were doing around homelessness across the region, opening connection centers in Exeter and Stratford, soon in Listowel, and next fall in Wingham. Mm-hmm. I mean, this work is incredibly important to try to help our most vulnerable citizens right now. The pandemic's been hard on them.
Yeah, absolutely.
It has been. And so what we know is that, the money is the thing that makes it work, right? And so, the campaign is incredibly important because it allows us to do all that great work with people in the community. And, on the homelessness front, we're thinking short-term and long-term. We're helping right now. And we're also, launching the Community Renewal Company, which is a huge project, basically a not-for-profit housing corporation for our region, to try to work at some of the gaps here in terms of housing stock, too. So I'm incredibly thrilled that we are here. It's just amazing. It really is. And there's so many people to thank.
It's a good feeling. Well, let's shout out some thank yous this morning for sure.
Well, traditionally at this time, we have a celebration together. And again, this year we couldn't do it, right? We tried. We were looking at it in January, had to make a decision, and unfortunately we couldn't get together in person. But when we're there, we usually give out awards to volunteers and all kinds of people, and we announce our top 20 workplace campaigns. And I'll just read a few of the top
Please
ones
do,
off
yes,
because I think
absolutely.
It's important to let people know. Our number one campaign was FIO again this year. Incredible. They raised about $180,000 at that plant, which is just incredible. And we just are so thankful. And our friends from Steelcraft and Health Huron Perth Healthcare Alliance, the City of Stratford, Scotiabank, Bank, LCBO, through their At the Till campaign, and the Catholics District School Board weren't far behind. I mean, these are fantastic workplace campaigns where people give a little bit off their payroll, and it just makes a huge difference.
It does.
It's almost half of our campaign that comes from these workplace campaigns every year, and so we're so grateful for the individuals that made contributions, big and small. It doesn't matter how big it was. People gave sacrificially, and it meant the world to us. So we're just thankful today, Jamie.
Such a great community. This is just a wonderful news. Let's get Rob back in on the conversation. Rob, absolutely, again, yeah, your thoughts this morning. Any particular – you touched on it. Any takeaways from this campaign for you?
If I could mention something, because I know you have a lot of listeners in St. Mary's. So I'm going to reach out to my hometown here and say that within that top 20 – the town of St. Mary's, the staff, our municipal staff, managed to be one of the top 20. So our own municipal employees are giving back to the community that they work for, and that's heartwarming and a lot of fun. I mean, we had a pie in the face contest. We've had a lot of the high school got involved as well, and the high school had a middle of the winter dunk tank. A couple of brave teachers, volunteered for that, and of course the kids loved it. They absolutely love that. So, yeah, it's great. You know, we're rounding out this year with just such enthusiasm and support from each of the communities. Everyone's been great, and it's wonderful. So now that as we move towards mandates being lifted and whatnot, I'm really looking forward to being in the other communities a little more, to do a little bit of cheerleading and get out there not that they need it. Obviously, our communities here are right on board. So the work is super important, and you know, everything from I think we didn't mention food insecurity as well. Within every community, we're working on outreach to try to keep food insecurity to the forefront of everyone's mind.
For sure.
And with prices rising, that food insecurity is a broadening problem.
Yes, the need is still there. So, Rob and Leslie, congratulations on this. It's a fantastic campaign.
Thank you so much. Well, we had great shoes to fill with Martin and Catherine Risma, who did a fantastic job of leading us to this point. And we are proudly looking forward to next year as well.
All right. Let's get Ryan in. Final thoughts, final word. Ryan, what a campaign. Great success, but the need is still there for sure.
Yeah, for sure. We're just so grateful. And Rob and Leslie have agreed, as you just kind of heard, maybe I'll make it official, that they're going to lead us again next year. So we're so excited about that, to have our campaign co-chairs again with us for the next year. Just a reminder to everybody, you know, we helped over 37,000 people last year. And when you give to the United Way, you're helping a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And it makes a big difference. And so just a big shout out. Thank you so much to the community. If you need any more information, of course, you know, April 1st, and we're starting the campaign again in a sense for next year. So it's not like our fundraising ever ends. We'll kick off officially in September, but we are working year round. And in the summer months, we're going to be putting a focus again on our urgent need fund. That's a real need. And so we have to raise money separately for that, because to keep that going to help people with their basic expenses as well. So people will hear more about those things over the next while. But thank you so much for the generosity of the community.
PerthHuron.UnitedWay.ca is the website. But let's do a shout out one more time, because I've got my noise makers close by here. Let's do that campaign total one more time. Whoever wants to take it away, or you can do both or whatever. Here we go.
All right, it's 2,236,904.
great news. Thank you so much, Ryan Erb and Rob Edney with the United Way Perth Huron campaign. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.